You have said in the past that as we expand our consciousness, we naturally bring to the surface all those things that are not a good fit. I don't understand why that is. Maybe that's obvious to others, but I just don't get it. Could you talk about that, please?
It's a vibrational frequency pattern, and so you could think of things that you're familiar with, of separating, of vibrationally separating different products, of your dryers that spin and how if they're out of balance. And so whenever you change a frequency pattern, whenever you change a vibrational pattern, whenever you change a habitual way of being, there is a disruption in frequency until a new pattern is established. And so you often explore the concept of a healing crisis, and that is only the disruption of one pattern as you're creating a new pattern. And it can exist at any level of being. It can exist through thought. You can really struggle with wanting to think positive and being overwhelmed with the negative because it is a disruption of a habitual pattern. And so your planet only stays stable because of habit. And the more that you raise your consciousness, you're realizing that you're not quite as grounded. You're not quite as enmeshed in the habit. And that can be a very unsettling situation. And so if you think of it as frequency, it might support you in the understanding that you cannot take one thing and change it without a disruption. You cannot take anything that's in form, any existence in form, and change its form without some kind of disruption. But again, it is very difficult for you to understand because you see good and bad, right and wrong. It is only a perception that the disruption, that the discomfort is wrong. And so if you could embrace it, if you could love yourself in the discomfort, if you could love yourself in the chaos on the way to order, if you could love yourself on the way out of order into chaos, if you could love every bit of it, the beginning of it, the middle of it, and what you perceive as the end of it, and then you're off and running and creating again. If you could fall in love with that aspect of it, the chaos of the change, the beauty of the change, things dismantling and coming back together in new form, you would have a much better experience.